Today, Jim Harbaugh's return to Ann Arbor looks like a no-brainer, the most obvious of football marriages. But it didn't seem that way 2 years ago, when the odds were very long indeed. But a boat ride in northern Michigan provided the first signs that Harbaugh's return was, in fact, possible. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon here to tell the story. It seems like eons ago now, but just 2 years ago, Michigan football coach Brady Hoke seemed poised for a solid season. With 8 or 9 wins, his job would be safe, and athletic director Dave Brandon would give him a contract extension. The Brady Hoke era would continue for many years. On the West Coast, everybody expected Jim Harbaugh's 49ers to make their fourth straight trip to the playoffs. So in the summer of 2014, the idea that Jim Harbaugh would return to Michigan seemed ridiculous. Even if Michigan's head coaching position somehow magically opened, almost all the experts said Harbaugh would never leave the NFL for Michigan. But after a summer night in northern Michigan, that last theory suddenly looked highly suspect. In mid-July of 2014, Jim and Sarah Harbaugh traveled to northern Michigan for a wedding. They flew in a day early to spend the evening with Todd Anson, a San Diego attorney, his wife Terry, and a dozen or so of Anson's friends, including yours truly. I had gotten to know Todd while researching my previous two books. Before dinner, the entire party boarded a pontoon boat, the SS Boyke, for a cruise around Lake Charlevoix. The boat's owner, Bill Boyke, just happened to have a CD of the Victors handy and could not resist blasting it through the speakers. The party boaters had not gotten too far down the lake when they encountered another boat with some Spartans on it and their green flag flying high. It turned out they just happened to have their own fight song handy and cranked it up to drown out the Victors. And that's when Jim Harbaugh stood up to lead his boat in singing the Victors. The SS Boyke won the Battle of the Bands. Defeated, the Spartans turned their boat around while a young lady stood up and proudly mooned us as they took off. When Harbaugh sat down, he slapped his knee and said, "Man, this stuff never happens in the NFL." When I thought about it, I realized he's right. You probably don't get boats with 49ers flags and Raiders flags racing each other down the Pacific Ocean with their fight songs blaring. In fact, they don't even have fight songs. Harbaugh turned to Sarah and said, "You got to learn this song." A few months later, Sarah told me Jim was so happy that night. It was easy to see he still felt very much connected to Michigan and excited to be back. Even the notoriously unpredictable Michigan weather, which turned chilly and gray that evening, could not dampen Harbaugh's enthusiasm. When he told Sarah he loved this type of weather and hated the way the sun always beats down on you in California, things you don't hear too many people say, she just smiled and nodded. After the other guests had left, Todd, Jim, and I stuck around to talk about mutual friends, Ann Arbor, and Michigan football. In the middle of our conversation, Harbaugh said, "I think it's great to grow up in a college town, don't you?" "Yes, yes it is," I thought. "Why do you ask, man with three young children?" There were still a dozen obstacles between Harbaugh and the Michigan coaching job. In July of 2014, only a lunatic would have bet on his return. But that night, two bits of conventional wisdom, that the Harbaughs were never going to leave California in the NFL, and they had no interest in Michigan, were revealed to be illusions. They did not exist. It turned out the exact opposite was true. Harbaugh had never lost his feelings for Michigan, and his desire to return was as strong as ever. 5 months later, when Harbaugh's father advised Jim to follow his heart, that is exactly what he did.